Welcome to the Semantic Mastery Podcast, where we answer SEO and marketing questions that help you increase revenue and save time. Be sure to visit semanticmastery.com/humpday, where we answer live questions every week at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just go to semanticmastery.com/humpday and put your SEO and marketing question onto the event page. First come, first serve. All right, let's get started. Hey everybody, welcome to the Semantic Mastery Podcast. Today is the 21st of October and this is episode 53. And as always, I am joined by Hernan. How's it going, man?
Hey Adam, hey everyone. It's really, really good to be here. Having some audio problems, but that's fine because I'll be visiting Miami and Panama for you guys, which is pretty damn cool. And hopefully I'll upgrade my audio hardware.
Ooh, nice. Nice. Yeah, maybe a new phone, I heard. Maybe a Pixel or
maybe.
Something?
Maybe. we'll see. We'll see. I'm not too happy about the price on that one, the price tag. But anyways, it's kind of the more badass thing that you could possibly buy right now. So
yeah, I was going to say, we could just turn this podcast into like a tech podcast today. But I think actually we'll stick with the plan. And we're going to talk real quick about the upcoming product and some reasons behind it. So through Mastery PR, we're, of course, launching Local Kingpin on Tuesday at 9 a.m. And so obviously we want to talk about this, but there's more to it than just saying, you know, hey, you're listening to our podcast, let's go buy our product. We wanted to tell you guys a little bit about the reasoning behind it. And Hernan's also going to put in the show notes a link to an interview with Bradley about why he did it and how it's turned out for him. Which I think is really beneficial and really lets people know, like, this again is a product that was done, for a reason. It wasn't just off the cuff, just to spoil part of the interview. Bradley saw a real drop in his organic traffic to his lead gen business and, you know, started looking around for solutions. And, you know, of course, being SEOs, you know, a lot of people, maybe not so much these days, but, you know, in prior years, you'd say, oh, well, I can do this with organic traffic. I don't want to pay Google. You know, that's horrible, you know. So, but started looking at it and being like, okay, what are my traffic sources? What can I leverage? And he started looking into AdWords, and that's turned out to be extremely beneficial for him. Is there a cost? Yes, of course there is. You got to pay to play, but it's near instant traffic, and he's got it down to a process that he can repeat and scale. Which is huge, and it's much faster. So there's two big things in there. First one is that it's repeatable and scalable, and then the second one is that it's faster. And so by all means, nobody's saying don't try to get organic traffic. That's great. When you can do that, either the map pack or some other way, that's, you know, hopefully sustainable, but it's also long-term, and you're going to get probably pretty good conversions, but it's not fast at all. That usually takes a long time, you know, on the order of months. So anyways, that's kind of the preamble to all of this. And I feel like it, I don't know, Hernan, it kind of leads into some stuff we talk about, you know, leveraging different traffic sources as well.
Right,
I think it's
definitely
important. How do you feel about that?
Well, I definitely feel that if you're listening to the podcast, you should go now and purchase Local Kim. I'm just kidding. No, but there
yeah, I was about to say, it's probably going to be out before it's for purchase, but you can go watch the interview with Bradley, right, which is awesome. I like it. So.
Yeah, then purchase. But yeah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I totally agree with you, Adam. And the key word here is scalable and repeatable. Because the reality is that I love SEO. I come from an SEO background. We all do. Semantic Mastery was initially founded under the SEO umbrella. But then, you know, students start asking for more sources of traffic or different approaches and whatnot. And we decided to really dive into some other sources of traffic, on this case, AdWords. And the reality is that, you know, Bradley is also making an exclusive case study for the product, but he got like 13 leads in 13 days, which is definitely not something that you could achieve unless you are really pushing it on SEO or that you are using RYS Academy. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to get to that point. So The point here is that it's scalable and repeatable. And some of the things that we have been saying, as Adam was saying, is do not rely on solely one source of traffic. Because otherwise, it doesn't matter if it is AdSense or AdWords, sorry, or Facebook ads or organic traffic or just your email list or just organic Instagram. Whatever only source of traffic that you have really endangers the survivability of your business. You do not have a business that's sustainable. I had some clients that came and consult with me because, you know, they were having great reach with Instagram until Instagram literally changed the algorithm. And, you know, you do not get that much reach anymore right now. So, and, you know, they have dropped in sales. They have to lay out people just because one company decides to tweak an algorithm. You know what I mean? So you have complete, you do not have complete control on the variables that are affecting your business. What paid advertising allows you to do is to fail fast and to gather data fast and to know what's working and what's not. And so you can tweak it. And then when SEO kicks in, which is 3 to 6 to 1 year down the road, depending on your niche, you will really have dialed in that particular, you know, the source of traffic or the conversions of your landing pages, whatever that is, so that you can get much more bang for your buck when it comes to SEO traffic. As with anything that comes with organic, quote unquote, the organic tag on it, it would be, you know, Facebook organic, Twitter organic, SEO, whatever organic traffic source that you have, you need to understand that at some point it will become a pay-to-play space. And then you will need to, you know, be aware of that and change your techniques.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the way it's going. I mean, not overall, I would say, but, you know, there's trends, right? I mean, Google needs to get paid. They don't run their data centers for free. And, you know, it doesn't, their data centers and all that, and the energy doesn't run on, you know, dreams and unicorns. Mm-hmm. They have to pay for it.
Right.
But yeah, I think there's something else. I was looking actually at the sales page because there was something on there I really wanted to make sure I hit, but I think I clicked off it. But part of it was also looking at how you can set this up, because the stuff does take work. And I think that's something we do, or I feel we do a good job of telling people, is that, you know, this isn't buy our product, click a button, install it on your computer, and you're going to make millions. You know, if you're looking for that, you're talking to the wrong people. And, you know, that's just not the way we do it, because that's a pipe dream. But if you're willing to do this, I mean, it works. You could do this. And I mean, I say you, if you've never done AdWords, you could take this, and if you take action on it and put it to work, you can make a business doing this. And not just that you can make a business, I mean, you can really scale this. You could use VAs. I mean, we encourage people to teach their VAs how to do this. And, you know, it's quick. Once you get the process down, you know, it's not that hard. And then there's for people who are already have, maybe they're doing some SEO, they're doing some freelancing. This is a great tool to add in, I think. You know, along with like when we did content campaign, like, hey, this is great. If you're not already selling clients on content, why aren't you? And then it's the same thing here, that if you're not already selling your clients on AdWords or paid traffic, why not? Some of them want it. And a lot of companies have tried paid advertising and either failed miserably because they tried it themselves, tried it once and they sucked, or they went out and hired a freelancer and had issues, or maybe it was just mediocre results. And they said, you know what, it's just not worth the problem. And that's where you can position yourself as an expert, because if you can come in and make this work, which the training does, I mean, it's real. It's Bradley putting together this training and making money from it. And if you can do this for businesses, you're basically like the Pied Piper. You know, it's like you're doing magic. You're doing something they can't do themselves, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's completely accurate. And I love that. I love that because there's a process behind it. You know, it's not, you will feel like, or your clients will feel like magic, but it's really not. It's really a process behind it. So I think that's a great superpower to have. But also, not only that, I mean, most of the people that fail on paid advertising is because they do not know what they are doing, or there's so much information to soak in, you know, and if you're running a business, it's really difficult to be everywhere at the same time. And the second or third more common problem that I see when running paid advertising is that people tend to go all in. And that's not something that you want to do initially. Doesn't matter what kind of advertising platform you're running. It could be AdWords, it could be Facebook, it could be whatever. But people tend to go all in. And some clients will come and tell me, okay, I have $500 a day to invest. Let's start with that. And I say, okay, that's fine. We can get to that eventually. But I wouldn't feel comfortable if that's all your marketing budget, and we are not gathering data. We do not know what's working. We do not know what kind of audiences, etc., are out there that are willing to, you know, purchase your product or your service or hire you. So let's, you know, take it down a notch. Let's start lower, and then we can scale up to that. Because the reality is that with paid advertising, you need to be really, really sure that you're making money before throwing more money and more gas to the fire. So this is a great training that will teach you how to go through the process so that you know what audiences are making the most money, what kind of ads are making the most money, what landing pages, etc. So I think this is a great eye-opener for anyone out there that has tested paid advertising that hasn't worked, because it's a process and it's not going all in like by any means, not in a long shot.
Yeah, I sent out an email too today to our subscribers, and part of it was like how to approach businesses with kind of lead gen offers and some specifics on that. I won't go into it. If you're listening to this, odds are you probably get our emails. If not, you know, please sign up. But it's interesting to me to think about this, because people who get some lead gen sites going or get some properties, and then you're looking at, well, how do I scale? How do I do this? And sometimes it's not obvious to them. But, you know, if you can work out something with a business, and most businesses would be happy if you know, maybe you've got to start somewhere else. But once you get to the point where you can say, hey, how about we do a revenue share? I'm happy to just run leads to you. And I want, you know, maybe a flat fee, but also I want like 10% of the revenue to cover this. And I'm also going to take care of, you know, X, Y, and Z. It's not uncommon, you know, and maybe you can do more than that if you can, that's great. But let's say you can get 10%. Let's say you're generating, most businesses, $5,000 isn't that much business. Let's say you're only able to bring in that and you get 10%. So you get $500. And let's say further that's, you know, even in a month, that's really not that much money. Okay. I would actually expect people to be able to do a lot more than that, like double or triple. Now, let's say you're doing that. So you're making $500. If you're doing that off of one campaign, you can pay for a full-time VA or two. And then you can start to scale. So this starts paying for itself really quickly. And things like, let's say you can get in somewhere where you're getting $20, you know, $30, $40 a lead. You know, just that alone covers the cost of the training. I mean, pretty quick, right? You do something for a month and you paid for it. So again, like, you know, we're interested in people who really will take action, because, you know, this stuff doesn't happen on its own. You've got to follow the training and then, you know, put it to work. But that's basically what you have to do. So I do like to lay it out, because I think some people too get confused. Okay, how do I, you know, take the training, and then what, you know, how do I approach a business, or how do I do this and that? And like, yeah, that's the part you've got to do. But once you do that, you've got a business. You can write your own check. So
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And what I really like about the revenue share approach is that you are on the same page than the business owner. You know, if you're charging, I know many people, they are charging a flat fee or a percentage of the ad spend, for example, which is fine. You know, it's another business model. But priorities changes, because you will be more focused on getting, you know, the client to invest more in advertising. In the other hand, if you are really going for a revenue share, the two of you will be trying to making it work for the two of you. So I think that put you in the same page, and a lot of clients will go through that agreement because it just makes more sense for them. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, I think this is going to wrap it up. I've got to hit the road. I've got some driving to do here, but I think everyone, please check out the interview. We're going to link to it in the show notes. And then Tuesday, if you think this is something you want to add to your toolbox and maybe even create a business or side business out of this, by all means, hop in, grab local Kingpin while you can. When it launches, it's going to be super low price. And then it is going to go up pretty quickly later in the week. So,
yep.
Cool deal. Well, hey, everybody, we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully we'll see everybody on Hump Day Hangout soon. Thanks, Hernan.
Sounds good, Adam. Bye-bye.